The Leslie Marshall Show, a true democracy in talk radio. Of, for, and by you, the people.
Welcome back to the Leslie Marshall Show. I am not Leslie Marshall. I am not a woman, but don't hold that against me. Please don't. My name is Mark Levine. I host my own show called The Inside Scoop out of Washington, D.C., and I am very proud to serve as your surrogate this week. Leslie has chosen me, and I'm really honored and pleased by that while she's on vacation. And I am defending the idea that it's okay to have some social programs in America. That's right, I still support Social Security. I don't want to privatize it the way John McCain does. I still support Medicare. And I gotta say that all those Republicans complaining that Obama is a socialist, all he's doing is bringing us back to Bill Clinton. Why do they always have to use these kinds of terms? They're trying to tear America apart. The terrorist thing didn't work. They can't mention the racial thing. The Muslim thing is a vicious lie. That one hasn't worked that much either. And so what the Republicans are saying, what they've been saying for a long time, you know, if you support, Barack Obama, you support redistribution of wealth and class warfare. Isn't that exactly what the Republicans have done? I mean, I just gave you the statistics. They redistributed wealth on their watch. Isn't it time we put a little back? Then later on in this hour and the next, we got to talk about a certain redistribution of wealth to Sarah Palin, specifically $150,000 that the Republican National Committee has shelled out for her clothes and her hairstyle. Remember John Edwards' $400 haircut? Well, that pales compared to Sarah Palin's $150,000 clothing.
And we'll get to that. She still doesn't look that good.
Well, I think Tina Fey's a lot prettier myself. But let's get back with this argument about socialism. Let's start with who we got here. We've got Mike in Rhode Island. Mike, welcome to the show.
Hi, Mark.
Hello.
Yes, I think it's fitting that John McCain is using as his economic spokesman a semi-fictitious plumber with aspirations to a fortune that he doesn't have right now, who is willing to give up a tax cut that might help him right now. Because this is how it's done. They always say, oh, everyone's going to be a millionaire someday, so you should treat millionaires well, and they'll create jobs for you.
That's what they say.
The only problem is every time that's been tried, it doesn't work. You end up with budget deficits, which has happened on the national level. And in my own state here, Rhode Island, which is you might think is the bluest of blue states.
I think it is, isn't it?
Our local politicians have bought into this. And they've put in policies, a capital gains tax cut and a alternate flat tax, which allows some people making over $250,000 a year to pay less taxes than people making under $250,000 a year. And if you want to know how that's worked out, well, our unemployment rate today just topped the nation. It's 8.8%.
Mike, I got to tell you, I'm shocked. Not that some politicians somewhere are supporting this. If this happened in Nebraska or Texas or Oklahoma, that wouldn't surprise me at all. But yeah, Rhode Island, you're the bluest of the blue. How do y'all let that happen up there?
Well, that's the gutless way they do things in this state, as Johnny Most might have said.
It's your state government? It's your state governor? It's your state legislature?
Basically, the governor is a neocon, Kachiri, but what really irritates me is the fact that the Democrats in the state General Assembly, they buy into the basic premise. And we've got to start attacking the premise that by coddling the rich, you're somehow going to generate economic growth, because it just isn't happening. I mean,
trickle-down economics has never worked. It's the example I gave just a couple days ago. I don't know if you heard my show a couple days ago, but I talked about the guy that owns a car factory. And if you give him $50 million, he's not going to build another car factory. He doesn't need another car. But you give that same money to people in the middle class, you know, give $10,000 to 50,000 people or whatever, then they're going to need the extra car, and then their demand will cause the rich guy to build another car factory, and that creates jobs. And frankly, it's how the economy works. Middle class and poor people are the engines of the economy, not the super rich. Basic economics.
Well, I agree with that, because I believe even if you go back beyond the Depression, anytime you see a widening of the gap in income and a slackening of rules and regulations, a few years later, you see some sort of economic bust.
That's exactly right. And as I pointed out at the early part of the show, we haven't had this kind of income inequality in the United States since the 1920s. Hey, thanks very much for your call, Mike. I appreciate it. Let's go to Larry in Connecticut, neighboring Rhode Island. Larry, how are you? Larry, you there?
I'm there. You here?
I hear you fine. What are your thoughts on trickle-down economics?
Well, you know, just a couple things. I'm just driving home, and you're driving me nuts. I'm listening to you, so I guess you did your job. But I think the biggest thing, I'll tell you, I'm undecided. I lean to the right. I guess I'd be categorized by Barack Obama as, you know, under the $250,000 threshold. But
okay.
Scares me because I think he's going to raise my taxes.
Why do you think that? What makes you think that?
You've not addressed the biggest cost of all, which is this health care that he's talking about that's going to cost $1 billion.
How's sure he has.
How's he going to pay for that?
I'll explain. I'll be happy to explain. Barack Obama's health care plan actually is less, to use a word, socialist, quote unquote, than Hillary Clinton's was. I don't know if you remember back in the primaries, they didn't disagree on much. The one thing they did disagree on was their health care plan. Hillary's was much more of this single-payer universal health care, which, frankly, I support. I'll throw that out there. But Barack Obama's plan was much, much more modest. His plan is you stay where you are, your employer, if you're employed and you have health care, that's fine, you keep it. But if you don't have health care, you can join into the same government-run program that he and John McCain and every other member of Congress, indeed every federal employee, enjoys, the federal system, which I was under too. It's a pretty good plan when I worked in Congress. And that program wouldn't discriminate against you for a pre-existing condition, and they could keep the cost down. And if you didn't like the public system, then you could go in the private system. How is he going to pay for it? Well, I'll tell you, one way is yes, by going back and raising taxes on those that make over $250,000 a year. Another way he's going to pay for it is by bringing our troops home from Iraq. I mean, it costs us hundreds of billions of dollars a year, far more expensive than the health care program, just keeping our troops over there. That's two ways. There are other things he's doing to raise money, but those are two big ones. Another one, he's going to raise taxes on businesses that take jobs overseas. That also raises some money.
Well, okay, so basically what he's going to do is he's going to get rid of NAFTA, which...
No, he's not going to get rid of NAFTA. He did not say he's going to get rid of NAFTA. He said he would renegotiate NAFTA specifically with regard to the environmental and labor problems with NAFTA, which is the same thing that moderate Democrats like Bill Clinton have been talking about for the last 8 years. Right. He didn't say he's going to throw it away. He said he would renegotiate it.
A couple other points I'll make. You know,
go ahead.
I don't think the media has dug into this guy, and it's very concerning for someone like me. And I think they are so much in his camp, and they wanted him to beat Hillary. And, you know, when Hillary put the full court press on, he stumbled to the finish line. I'm not a Hillary fan, but, you know, if that race won another month, she probably would have won. The media is in his camp. Nobody's questioning. The guy spent, you know, during college, spent months in Muslim-based countries. Nobody's dug into that. He hasn't heard anything.
Wait, hold on. When he was 10 years old,
No. After college. Before he went to Columbia, he went to Pakistan. He spent the whole, I don't know if it was a semester, but there was a period of time where he traveled. And you know, I don't know how many college students from very modest backgrounds had the money to travel there, but nobody's dug into that. Nobody talked about
that. I know of no evidence of that. I mean, he wrote a whole autobiography. Is this in his autobiography? Where are you getting this? What's your source for this?
I think CNN had the hour-long program on him and McCain and talked about how before he went to Columbia University, he traveled with his two roommates, one was from Pakistan.
I'll check it out. But, you know, I mean, I've traveled, too, all over the world. You know, I went to the former Soviet Union back when there was a Soviet Union. That doesn't make me a communist. I mean, isn't this a little weird? John McCain's been in Pakistan. He's been all over the world, too. I'm just not sure. It sounds to me, I got to say, like you're implying that somehow he's the Manchurian candidate, right? That old movie of how, they're going to sneak a guy in who's really anti-American. I mean, is that what you believe, that he's some kind of closet terrorist? If you do, just say it. Is that what you believe?
No. I don't. No, I'm not at all. But
okay.
What I don't know is he going to be a pacifist like Carter was? Jimmy Carter.
Well, you know, it's very interesting that you say that, because on the issue specifically of Pakistan, the country you say that he visited, and he may have, I just because I don't know it doesn't mean it's not true, but specifically on the country of Pakistan, we talked about this yesterday, Barack Obama is far more of a hawk than John McCain. I had a whole long discussion last night with a guy who thinks that John McCain is right, that even if Osama bin Laden is in Pakistan and we have actionable intelligence and Pakistan is unwilling and unable to help, McCain says we shouldn't go in. We shouldn't kill bin Laden. Even though bin Laden murdered 3,000 Americans, McCain says, no, we should respect Pakistani sovereignty. Obama, interestingly, disagrees. Obama says if bin Laden's there and we have actionable intelligence and Pakistan's unwilling or unable to help, we should go in and bomb him. It's self-defense. The guy murdered 3,000 Americans. On the issue specifically of Pakistan, the country that you fear that Obama is too nice to, he said that he would go in and bomb where bin Laden is. It seems to me like McCain is taking the Carter position here, not Obama. Do you know about this position? Yes.
Mark, honestly, you've got all night to talk. I only got like 4 minutes. So if you could just do a little talk, and I'd appreciate it. I mean, if you
Go ahead. Do you know about this position? Have you heard about it?
Absolutely. McCain did not say we would not go in there. McCain, and again, another thing makes me nervous. McCain said, you don't come out and say those things. There's going to be a lot of back. There's a lot of stuff that goes on behind the scenes. So McCain didn't come out and say.
Actually, he did. You're right that he said later on, we don't come out and say it in advance. But before that, he said it would be absolutely improper and wrong. And he was against it. And he even shut down Sarah Palin, who was taking Obama's position. He said, no, you shouldn't say that. So that on this particular issue, Obama is the hawk and John McCain's the dove. Oh, he hung up on me. That's too bad. Look, look at the positions, folks. I mean, look, you may disagree with me. I had a very intelligent caller who called in yesterday and gave me an impassioned argument of why it would be wrong to kill Osama bin Laden, even if we could, and even if Pakistan wasn't willing to help. I disagree with the caller, but he gave me an argument. But don't call Barack Obama a pacifist. If anything, you need to call John McCain the pacifist. If you believe that John McCain, in fact, is too weak, say so. But don't say Obama's a pacifist when he has a stronger position. 888-6-LESLIE, 888-653-7543, back after this.
Leslie Marshall, when the truth matters. Give her a call now at 888-6-LESLIE.
Imagine this. You walk into your apartment and, oh boy, you've been robbed. Yep. Somebody definitely broke in there and made off with the goods, didn't they? Your flat-screen TV, your laptop, and even your race car-shaped bed's gone. Just a devastating loss. The good news is, if you call GEICO, you could be protected for as little as $12 a month. Yeah, seriously, just $12. So first, call GEICO, and second, maybe think about buying a grown-up bed, yeah?
For a fast, easy rate quote on renter's insurance, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO.
Are you part of the 65% of Americans struggling to make the minimum monthly credit card payment? Do you know that 90% of that monthly payment goes to interest? Want to stop the payment merry-go-round?
Yes. Someone please help me with my credit card debt.
You can finally rest easy. If you have more than $10,000 in credit card debt, call Debt Relief USA, 800-426-1084.
Debt Relief USA helped clean up my credit problem and save me tons of money in interest payments.
Debt Relief USA can get you debt-free in less than 36 months. Call the debt specialist, 800-426-1084. That's 800-426-1084 for Debt Relief USA.
Is your child disrespectful, defiant, or obnoxious? Does everything turn into an argument with your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with the Total Transformation.
After the Total Transformation, there's no more arguing, no more lecturing, no more back-talking. Now when I ask him to do something, he does it.
We've learned verbiage from the Total Transformation Program, and it's almost like magic. If you say those words, they stop arguing.
Defiance, back-talking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. The Total Transformation will help you solve even the worst behavior problems. I guarantee your child will listen to you again, and you get peace and sanity back in your home.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-801-6378. 1-800-801-6378. Call now. 1-800-801-6378. 1-800-801-6378.
AM 1520. Prior results do not guarantee a similar outcome.
Did you know that if you have been in a car accident, there are some important time deadlines, some as short as 30 days from the date of the accident?
At Salino & Barnes, we have the experience of helping thousands of injured clients. This experience could make a difference in your case. To have one of New York's largest personal injury firms working for you, call Salino & Barnes today.
Salino & Barnes, injury attorneys, calling by 420.
12-month period, May 07 to April 08.
Being involved in an accident can be a devastating experience. Your life changes in an instant.
You may have many questions. Questions about your medical bills, insurance coverages, and about your lost wages. At Salino & Barnes, we answer questions like these every day.
Our team of attorneys is here to help you, to try and get you the very best result possible.
Salino & Barnes, injury attorneys, call
8-4-2020. Court Street, Buffalo.
Imagine life without chronic hip or knee joint pain. It can happen with help from the world-class orthopedic surgeons at Buffalo General Hospital. Dr. Kenneth Krakow, Department Head for Orthopedic Surgery at Kaleida Health, based at Buffalo General Hospital.
You really want to go to somebody who subspecializes in what it is that you need.
Buffalo General Hospital orthopedic surgeons perform joint replacement surgery with millimeter precision, thanks to innovative technology developed by Dr. Krakow and his team. And it's creating outstanding results for patients.
They're experienced and, I think, provide superior care.
And the orthopedic suite has been rated among the top orthopedic units in the nation for patient satisfaction. Private rooms, family accommodations, and dedicated orthopedic nurses.
Physical therapy right there on the same floor creates a relatively smooth, operating, competent, friendly, efficient kind of service.
Buffalo General Hospital, home of exciting orthopedic medical breakthroughs, the latest technology, and family-focused care. Kaleida Health, for your very best health. For more information, go to kaleidahealth.org.
Welcome back to the Leslie Marshall Show. This is Mark Levine filling in for her. And if you want to comment on my show or any of my other shows, all you have to do is go to my website, radioinsidescoop.com. Radioinsidescoop.com. Sometimes you get a full board, though we got some lines open now. And if that happens and you just want to write down your comment, you can do that too. Just go to my website and do that. I had the I looked up because one of our callers was challenging the fact that Obama spent, I think he said, 6 months in Pakistan. What was that about? I looked it up, and it turns out that Obama visited his mother and his sister, Maya, in Indonesia when they lived there, but between Occidental College and Columbia College, and he was there for that visit. And after the visit, he had a friend from Pakistan, from college, from Occidental College, whose family was from there. Obama visited Pakistan for 3 weeks, staying with his friend's family in Karachi, and also visiting Hyderabad in southern India. So he's over in Indonesia and decides to take a look at Pakistan and India for about 3 weeks. Now, I've spent, I spent a whole year in Switzerland. I had a Fulbright scholarship, but I also have spent time in Europe. I've spent more than 3 weeks in countries like France and Italy. I've been to Israel. I've been to China. I've been to the Soviet Union back when it existed. Somehow, I don't think that makes me a communist or French or Italian or Israeli or any of those other countries. He visited Pakistan for 3 weeks. So what? He's not exactly the Manchurian candidate. Let's go on the lines. We've got Mike in Westchester, Pennsylvania. Mike, welcome to the show.
Hi, Mark. Thanks for taking my call. I appreciate it.
Sure. Now, what's on your mind?
I'm old enough to remember back in the 50s and 60s when liberal, they started trying to make that a dirty word. They didn't use the definition, of course, that John F. Kennedy had supplied for a liberal. They made it as a substitute for the word socialist. And, of course, socialist was just a substitute for the word communist.
The Red Scare, they called it.
That's right. And, of course, we all know what those godless communists wanted to do. They were just all a bunch of anti-American people. So I think this is the Republicans really just scraping the bottom of the barrel. They're really trying desperately to try to make some kind of points. And as I said before, I think that most of the people in this country now that are voting age are too young to remember that, too young to make that that connection. And quite frankly, I think it's just so passe at this point.
I think they're throwing everything they can. I think they're just trying to throw off enough against the wall and see what sticks, right? I mean, they tried the terrorist thing. They tried the Muslim thing. Now it's the socialist thing. And next up, I got to tell you, next on the agenda, all the political rumors are they're going to bring up Reverend Wright again, which is old news to most of us. But yeah. they're going to try to argue, I guess, that Obama is anti-American because he's got this, you know, radical preacher. They're going to try anything.
Is Reverend Wright a Muslim or
Well, that's the other thing that I never got. I mean, how is it that he's got a radical minister and he's a Muslim at the same time? I mean, at least they should get their argument straight. If he's in this radical black Christian church, how can he be a Muslim?
Mark, according to the rumors, he's a secret Muslim.
Right. He's the Manchurian candidate. You heard my prior caller. He visited Pakistan for 3 weeks. So obviously he's a secret Pakistani national. I got people, I had a woman, Rosa, call in yesterday who said he wasn't really born in Hawaii. He wasn't. He was born in Kenya. I mean, we got his birth certificate. What are people talking about?
These are the rumors that someone puts on the internet and they spread and they just keep popping up again and again because people believe what they want to believe. This is why I think Barack Obama is really a transformational candidate. He is getting people to think beyond their normal box, so to speak. I think that that's, you know, what they're most afraid of, really, more than anything else.
I think so, too. And I think that's what Colin Powell, I mean, he said he was a transformational candidate. That's what exactly meant. I think that, honestly, there are a lot of people, and I'm just going to say it, and folks, call in the lines if you disagree, but there are a lot of people that don't want to vote for a black man. There are people who are closet racists.
And they don't want to say that.
So instead they say, well, he's foreign, and he's Muslim, and he's a terrorist, and he visited Pakistan, and look, if you disagree with Obama's tax plan, by all means, call in, or his health care plan, or if you think that, you know, we shouldn't be bombing Pakistan if bin Laden's there, if you have disagreements on the issues, those are fair. If you vote for John McCain because, let's face it, you believe we need more money to oil companies and less money to wind and solar because you love oil companies, if you want to privatize Social Security, there are reasons to vote for John McCain. But please don't give me this, oh, Obama, he's a closet Muslim terrorist socialist.
Don't you understand? A lot of this goes to what's called conventional thinking. Basically, it's a shortcut for really not thinking at all. You know, Barack Obama is a Democrat, therefore he is XXXX. And John McCain is a Republican, therefore he is XXXX. And no one actually takes the time to use their own brains and do the research and see what it is. You know, there are probably a lot of Republicans who are supporting John McCain, as there are probably Democrats supporting Barack Obama, that disagree with a lot of issues and don't even know it at this point.
You're right. A lot of people don't want to think it through. They just want to say things. And I got to say, I see much more of it in the Republican Party. There are intelligent conservatives that have broken away, people like Chris Buckley, people like George Will, and they get crucified by their own party for showing a little bit of independence. And I don't know when Republicans became so anti-intellectual, but we'll talk about that. We'll also talk about Sarah Palin's special clothing line. Thank you very much for calling in. We'll be right back with more of your calls. Toll-free number 888-6-LESLIE, 888-653-7543.
And now for the bonus round. An apple a day keeps the doctor away. What does a pear prevent?
Hard feelings.
Correct. If you multiply...
the square root of 19.
Correct. How many movies has Netflix delivered so far?
I know. Over 1 billion.
Correct.
Yes.
Netflix. Over 1 billion movies delivered so far. Zero late fees. Choose your movies online and have DVDs delivered to your door in about one business day. Start your free trial and get unlimited movie rentals. Netflix. See terms of use.
Real psoriasis sufferers get real results from Dermarest.
The psoriasis on my knees, the itchiness can drive you crazy. I have tried everything. Dermarest is the best product I have ever used.
Dermarest psoriasis provides complete relief, removing scales, letting healthy skin grow. And now Dermarest is improved with a unique zinc complex that moisturizes and reduces redness. Feel your best and look your best with Dermarest.
Hello, Dermarest. Goodbye, psoriasis.
A new voice, a new choice, and 50,000 watts to back it up. The voice of the new majority, AM 1520, WWKB Buffalo.
Are you worried about making money in this economy? Well, I'm not, and you shouldn't be either.
Hi, I'm Laurel Langmire. The strategies I'm teaching right now can put new money in your bank account in the next 4 to 6 weeks.
Best-selling author and millionaire maker Laurel Langmire has personally coached hundreds of people into financial freedom. Laurel can teach you how to grow your bank account fast, even in this economy.
My experience in the first 4 months, I walked away with almost $300,000.
Did you know that fortunes are made in recessions? I can show you how to make more money this year than ever before.
Get started with Laurel's book, Millionaire Maker, and her powerful CD, Creating Massive Wealth in Today's Economy, a $75 value.
You can do this. And to get started, I'm going to give you a copy of my best-selling book and a bonus CD for free.
Just pay a small shipping fee and you can put new money in your bank account in the next 4 to 6 weeks. Call 1-800-281-9195 for your free book and CD. That's 800-281-9195. 800-281-9195.
This is Dan Tullis, and I just called
Joel Clark,
one of Select Quote Insurance Services term life agents.
Hi, Mr. Tullis.
Joel, how does Select Quote save you money on term life insurance?
Well, buying term life insurance is about choosing the right company. Let's say you take antidepressants or you smoke. All insurance companies are going to price that differently. Now, we'll impartially shop all the companies we represent to find you the best price.
Can you give me an example?
Sure. I just got a 40-year-old man on blood pressure medication, a $500,000 policy with a highly rated insurance company. His price? $20 a month.
Thanks, Joel. See how affordable term life insurance can be for you. Call 1-800-990-6602. That's 1-800-990-6602. Or go to SelectQuote.com. SelectQuote. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health and other factors. Not available in all states.
Men and women, if you've got 10 to 30 pounds or more to lose, please listen carefully. Guys, many of us tend to overeat. We eat too much red meat, fast foods, and processed foods. This keeps the belly flabby and keeps our bodies overweight. Ladies, have you ever said, "I feel fat today," or do you have this bloated feeling? And how many of you have been trying to lose the same 10 to 20 pounds for years? There's a healthy and faster way to lose weight. It's called EverCleanse, a proven weight loss and detox formula that helps you lose weight and get rid of the waste that some experts say is trapped to the colon walls like spackle or paste. It's simple, too. Natural, tasteless crystals that dissolve in any food or beverage. You see, EverCleanse gets rid of the weight you can't take off by starving yourself on a diet. And it's not something you have to take for the rest of your life. Visit us at EverCleanse.com or call now to receive a very special offer.
Visit us now at EverCleanse.com or call now for a very special offer. The number is 800-948-8157. That's 800-948-8157. Call for your special offer. 800-948-8157. That's 800-948-8157.
Welcome back to the Leslie Marshall Show. This is Mark Levine filling in for Leslie Marshall all this week. I want to begin by reading a quote from John McCain. In 2001, he said, and I quote, "I cannot in good conscience support a tax cut in which so many of the benefits go to the most fortunate among us at the expense of middle-class Americans," unquote, he said, in voting against the 2001 Bush tax cut. Where's that John McCain? Hey, you, the guy, the clone, pretending to be John McCain, where did you put the original guy? What, you got his manhood locked up somewhere? What happened to that guy? The Maverick. Yeah, remember the Maverick? The guy that used to not always agree with the Republican Party? Whatever happened to him? I mean, maybe 7 years ago, some people could argue that we didn't know the results of the Bush tax cuts, but we do know them now. According to a report by the Congressional Budget Office, that's that nonpartisan thing that works for both parties. The top 1% in just from 03 to 05 in 2 years in America made $524.8 billion, more than they used to make. The poorest fifth, these are the good years. This is 03, 05. This is before the latest crisis. The poorest fifth made $383 billion. So the top 1% made more money in those 2 years, just the increase in their income, than all of the bottom one-fifth of Americans' total income combined. Got it? It's like 20% of people, combine them all together, add up their total income, and it's less than just the increase in the income of the super rich. And now McCain supports continuing this and calls ending it socialism? Wow, I just sure hope that John McCain of today doesn't meet the John McCain of 7 years ago, because he's going to call him a communist. Who do we got on the line? Ray in Connecticut. Ray, welcome to the show.
Yes, Mark. Thanks for taking my call.
Certainly.
Hey, I support Barack Obama 100%, and I hope he landslides McCain.
He's got a decent shot of it, but, you know, the election isn't for another 13 days, so he shouldn't get complacent.
The reason I'm calling is because this bailout package was the biggest swindle that was pulled on the American people in decades.
Hallelujah.
And this Cox, and I hope these people get investigated.
What? Tell me specifically, because I got to say, while I share your support of Barack Obama, I've got mixed feelings about the bailout package. I certainly think that, well, I got lots of problems with it. I think that, for one thing, it didn't include middle-class people. We need to have a stimulus package for them. For another thing, I think there weren't enough restrictions on Paulson. But I got to tell you, I do think that Obama and Democrats improved what was there originally. And I also understand generally the need for having some, you know, some liquidity. Now, this isn't the way I would have done it. I would have done it not by buying up these these silly credit default swap instruments that brought us. I mean, I would have put money in the banks differently. But tell me specifically what your problems are.
Well, my problem is, Mark, the way the thing was just rushed through, and everything had to be done within a couple weeks.
Right.
Now, if this was such a big crisis, you know, why couldn't they get together the best economic minds in the country, bring them to Washington, let's sit down, let's have a discussion and find out which is the best way to go. Maybe we could have piecemealed the money out.
Yeah, Ray, I'll tell you this. While I don't think it was done in the best way, I agree with you on that. The one consolation that I have is that this gang that's been running the country for the last 8 years is going to be gone. Hey, hallelujah music, going to be gone in 3 months. And so, because they're going to be gone in 3 months, just 3 months, finally, I have a lot more confidence in Barack Obama in putting the right kind of economic advisors in. You know, it gives the Treasury Secretary a lot of power, but I think that Obama's Treasury Secretary will be looking much more out for the middle class and for ordinary Americans. And plus, there is, because of the Democrats' insistence on congressional oversight, every single thing they buy has to be publicly disclosed. So while I'm still very concerned, as long as this gruesome gang is in power for the next 3 months, I do think with Obama in office, they'll be careful and spend it much more appropriately.
All right. Well, I hope so. And for, you know, these Republicans always want to talk about class warfare and about people. But a quote Warren Buffett made himself, and I'm quoting him, "This is class warfare, and my class is winning."
Ain't it the truth? Ain't it the truth? Exactly. Yeah. And all Obama's doing, he's not trying to make us France. He's not trying to make us the Soviet Union. He's trying to make us back in the Bill Clinton years. And I don't remember too many people complaining about the economy in Bill Clinton years. In fact, as I recall, we had such peace and such prosperity that the worst thing they could think to complain about was a certain blue dress. That's how good. Imagine our times were so good that was the worst thing they could complain about.
Right,
God.
But people have to remember, when Bill Clinton left, we actually had a surplus.
We did. More than $264 billion surplus. Ah, again, can you imagine times being so good that the only thing you can think to complain about is the president's sex life?
I got to get in on this. It brings to mind the quote, "You don't know what you have till it's gone."
Ain't that the truth? It's just like a big yellow taxi. Came and took Bill Clinton away. Hey, thanks for your call, Ray. I really appreciate it. Let me go to Nancy in Tonawanda, New York. Nancy, welcome to the show.
I'm calling in relation to that topic that you had brought up previously, a couple topics there. But, you know, you were talking about the trickle-down economics and how they've left the country devastated, and a lot of people have been left out of the American dream.
Certainly true.
And this anger also that you've been talking about, and I've noticed also people calling in so angry. I think what has happened is people are angry because they feel they've been left out of the American dream. and they're looking for someone to blame, okay? And so what the situation is the ultra-rich and the giant corporations want to take this anger and divert it away from being aimed at them. They don't want people aiming their anger at them.
Right.
So what they do is they promote through the media ideas that will divide the middle class and the working class and make them blame each other for the problems. And this is exacerbated by racism, ageism, sexism, ethnocentrism. So, in other words, they're promoting, they want people to hate each other based on these things, race, age,
and I got to tell you, I think that's where Joe the Plumber comes in. I mean, I think Joe the Plumber is the useful idiot, right? I mean, he's a guy who doesn't earn $250,000 a year, but pretends to just to try to get Obama in trouble. I mean, if the Republican Party didn't pay for him, they probably are now, just like they're shelling out $150,000 for Palin's clothes. I mean, it reminds me of, you know, Armstrong Williams or Maggie Gallagher, two columnists who the Republican Party paid to give opinions that would support them. He's very much the useful idiot. Now, I'm sure he believes in what he says, although, like I said, he's not a licensed plumber and he didn't try to buy his business, and he's not making $250,000, and his name's not Joe. And he's, but all that aside, he is exactly what you're talking about, Nancy. He is being used by them to try to, you know, take down Barack Obama's proposals, which ironically would help people just like him.
Right. Either that or he's a Republican operative that's just been given a lot of talking points.
Maybe so. He is a registered Republican, by the way. They did find that out.
Yeah, so that's not that surprising. But I feel that all this anger that's being aimed at the Democrats, really it's because in the media, I think, has been promoting this fear and anger of people of another race or another age. You know, talk against people who are different from you other than no difference other than the fact of your birth, someone who has a different race, someone who is a different sex, someone who is of a different age, of a different national origin.
You know, I'll tell you,
background.
Nancy, I'm not so sure the media has been promoting it, but I certainly think the McCain-Palin campaign has. I mean, Sarah Palin even more than John McCain. Mm-hmm. She seems to revel in the anger. That seems to build her up. You know, when people shout out terrorist and kill him, she doesn't correct them. She just kind of smiles.
So, I
don't know if the media is doing it, but I guarantee you the McCain campaign is.
I think a lot of these people are getting their ideas, though, from the right-wing media.
Fox Propaganda Limbaugh, Channel. Yeah, right. Rush Limbaugh, sure, absolutely.
There's a lot of that around, and he's getting paid huge sum of money, something like $600 million, just to, you know, spout this.
I hope he's not being paid that much. I need an increase in my own salary.
I don't know the exact figure. I can't remember the exact figure.
I'm making nowhere near what he's making, I assure you. No, you're absolutely right.
A large amount of money.
He is getting paid a lot of amount of money, and he's saying really vicious stuff. He just came on air a couple days ago and said that Colin Powell was only voting for Barack Obama because he's black. Now, you know, Colin Powell is loved and respected by Republicans when he does what they want.
Right.
But as soon as he disagrees with them, well, he's a racist.
Right.
He accused Colin Powell of being a racist.
Right.
Can you imagine if a Democrat 8 years ago had said he's a racist or something and that's why he supports George Bush? And Limbaugh just kind of throws that kind of nonsense out. It's disgusting. And I agree with you. It's causing a lot of hatred. And we have to bring this country together.
Right.
That's what Barack Obama talked about. Hey, thanks for your call, Nancy.
Okay,
when we come back, I want to talk about Sarah Palin's wardrobe and who's paying for it. If you made a donation to John McCain, did you know it would go to her clothes? 888-6-LESLIE, 888-653-7543. We'll be right back after this.
Leslie Marshall, finding the truth, no matter how deep it's buried. Call her now at 888-6-LESLIE and let's start digging.
The holiday season is right around the corner, and Ace Hardware is helping you stay one step ahead with expert advice and everything you'll need to make sure your home is ready. Like Ace Royal Paint, starting at just $19.99 a gallon. For more great deals now through Monday, get to your neighborhood Ace, the helpful place. For 2 years in a row, Ace has been ranked highest in customer satisfaction among home improvement stores by J.D. Power & Associates. For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com.
We couldn't have asked for a better day to break out the PWCs.
I know, this is great. Whoa, whoa. What is that?
Oh, that's my new theme music. GEICO helped me save so much money on my PwC insurance, I hired a band to play my own theme song.
Huh. Do they know Freebird?
Saving you money on your PwC insurance is our business. What you do with the money is your business. GEICO Power Sports. Insurance for all the things that move you.
Real stories from real letters about Gold Bond Ultimate Softening Lotion. Julie, a sales rep from New York, writes,
"In this business, first impressions are everything. Rough, dry skin does not make a good impression.
Gold Bond Ultimate Softening Lotion for soft skin that looks great
and feels fantastic.
7 essential moisturizers, vitamins A, C, and E, plus shea butter leave your skin healthy, smooth, and really soft.
Can your lotion do that?
Gold Bond Ultimate Softening Lotion.
This stuff really works."
Are you part of the 65% of Americans struggling to make the minimum monthly credit card payment? Do you know that 90% of that monthly payment goes to interest? Want to stop the payment merry-go-round?
Yes. Someone please help me with my credit card debt.
You can finally rest easy. If you have more than $10,000 in credit card debt, call Debt Relief USA, 800-426-1084.
Debt Relief USA helped clean up my credit problem and save me tons of money in interest payments.
Debt Relief USA can get you debt-free in less than 36 months. Call the debt specialist, 800-426-1084. That's 800-426-1084 for Debt Relief USA.
Because the truth isn't always fair and balanced. The voice of the new majority, AM 1520.
What is it, boy? Did you find something there? Okay, let's see what you got. Oh, I see. It's 37 cents.
It's time to search your couch cushions, check under your car mats, and maybe even give up that daily trip to the vending machine. All that loose change can make a real difference in the community when you become a member of the SPCA serving Erie County's second annual Change Angels program. Collect all the spare change you can from family, friends, and coworkers, and then bring it over to the SPCA's annual radiothon at their Emzinger Road location on December 4th, 5th, and 6th. As a change angel, you may even be featured on the radio. You can also drop your change collection off at the SPCA's new adoption center in the Walden Galleria next to DSW Shoes. Your Change Angel donation could also win you some great prizes, including restaurant dinner certificates and much more. No purchase necessary. Be a Change Angel for the SPCA. Learn more at yourspca.org.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and individuals just like you who need affordable health insurance to get it. So call us right now.
866-500-MEGA. That's 866-500-MEGA.
Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need affordable health insurance, call us now and see how we can help you.
866-500-MEGA. 866-500-MEGA. For affordable health insurance, call 866-500-MEGA.
Home office, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Not available in all states. Benefits may vary by state.
I'm bored of cheap and cheerful.
Welcome back to the Leslie Marshall Show. This is Mark Levine filling in all this week. It is my honor and privilege to do so. If you miss Leslie, she will be back next week. And if you miss me, hey, check out my website, radioinsidescoop.com. We've got Steve in Bangor, Maine. Bangor's interesting. Maine, like Nebraska, is one of the few states in the United States that doesn't give winner-take-all to the people who win their electoral votes. Maine, like Nebraska, it gives two to the winner of the state and one to each of its congressional districts. And the district in Bangor, Maine, is one that the McCain campaign has been trying to get, but I don't think they'll succeed. Hey, Steve, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me on.
You wanted to make a comment about Joe the Plumber.
Yeah, I think he's a plant by the McCain campaign. I'll tell you why.
Okay. Oh, did we lose Steve?
It looks like we lost him.
Oh, no. Call us back, Steve. I don't know what happened. Maybe it's a cell phone or something. That's an interesting idea that he's a plant for the McCain campaign. It may well be true. It wouldn't surprise me. Call us back, Steve. 888-6-LESLIE, 888-653-7543. He certainly is someone who McCain loved to use. And it wouldn't surprise me, actually. I mean, this is a guy who came to Barack Obama's Oh, we got Steve back. Okay, Steve, tell us your theory about Joe the Plumber.
Yeah, Joe Sixpack is who he's going after. Joe Sixpack America.
Right.
Under the guise of Joe the Plumber. Joe the Plumber says, like a cameo shot in his life, you want to raise taxes on us. I want to get into a business that makes just a little over $250,000 a year, but you say you're going to tax me.
Right.
Well, in reality, Joe, his name is Sam.
Right.
And he's not a plumber, and he's not going to buy this business.
Right.
And he owes taxes to the government, and he looks like he just got back from the Iraq War with a shaved head.
And he's not a licensed plumber, and he doesn't make $250,000 a year. That's all true.
And you know, why is he championing a tax candidate who's going to hurt him in McCain?
Well, Steve, there's two possibilities. One is, like you say, he is a plant for the John McCain campaign. I think if you could prove that, you know, the Obama landslide would be huge. I don't know if you can prove it in the next 13 days. It's also possible, though, and I had some people call into this show just 2 days ago. I had a police officer from, I forgot where he's from. I think he's from upstate New York, called in, said that he didn't make $250,000 either, and he frankly didn't have any hope of making $250,000 because that's not what police officers make, but he still thought that rich people should be able to get that kind of sum. So there are true believers out there. I don't understand them, but those people do exist. What can I say?
Before I go, can I say something else?
Go right ahead.
You say you're looking for the truth, however deep it's buried. I have the truth. I've discovered it, and I found out that America cannot handle the truth. LennonMurderTruth.com.
Okay, but that's not related to what we're talking about. Let me ask you this, Steve. You're up in Bangor, Maine. Any possibility that John McCain will take that congressional district? I don't think so, but what do you think? You're up there.
Everybody knows Nixon and Reagan let Stephen King kill John Lennon up here.
Okay, well, that's a different issue. So anyway, thanks for your call. I appreciate that. Let me say this, because we're going into the next hour. And if you haven't heard this story, you should. And the Republican National Committee has now admitted it spent more than $150,000 to clothe Sarah Palin. Now, I didn't think she was going naked before. I mean, despite her claims of being, you know, innocent hockey mom and so forth and this middle class person, apparently she was making $2 million before this. So why does she need $150,000? I mean, here, the McCain campaign is struggling for donations. I mean, let's face it, Obama has got 3.5 million donors, most of whom are given about $25 apiece, and that gives him a lot of money. But McCain, even though he's got a lot more bigger donors, has very few. And they're using this money donated to the Republican National Committee to make Sarah Palin look good. Now, you know, if they want to buy her a suit, you know, she can go. I mean, you can probably get something, I don't know, $300, $400. Maybe I just don't know the cost of women's clothes. But $150,000? Do you remember John Edwards' $400 haircut? A huge deal by all the right-wing media was made over John Edwards' $400 haircut. Now, this was not paid for by his campaign, I don't think. Correct that if I'm wrong. I don't think it was paid for by his campaign. I think he just paid for it out of his own pocket. But it was a $400 haircut. Maybe it was paid for by his campaign. Well, Sarah Palin spent $4,716.49 on hair and makeup in September. $4,000. John Edwards got a $400 haircut. Sarah Palin, $4,700. Now, is it sexist to say that I don't think the RNC should be shelling out money for her? Now, I recognize, you know, Joe Biden probably doesn't have very expensive haircuts, and Barack Obama probably doesn't either. I recognize that. I understand her hair would be a little more expensive. But $4,700? She took one shopping spree, just in one spree, to Neiman Marcus in Minneapolis. Now, Neiman Marcus is a nice department store, but, you know, she spent $75,000 plus in one visit. Heck, who has a credit card with a balance of $75,000? $75,000? She went to Saks Fifth Avenue for another $50,000. That's pretty expensive. This is not exactly Ms. Hockey Mom. It's interesting. Some Republican donors are actually arguing that they should get their money back. This story was broken by Politico. They should get credit for it. And all they did really was look at the forms that the Republican National Committee and the Democrats have to file with the Federal Election Commission. There's nothing that the Democrats file, anything like this, for hair and for clothes. And Politico called the McCain campaign and asked the spokeswoman there about it. And she said, quote, "The campaign does not comment on strategic decisions regarding how financial resources available to the campaign are spent," unquote. Got it? The clothes are just like, you know, flying to St. Louis. It's, you know, we're not going to comment on that kind of stuff. But several hours later, after Politico posted the story and a bunch of people commented on it, they said, with all the important issues facing the country right now, it's remarkable that we're spending time talking about pantsuits and blouses, said spokeswoman Tracy Schmidt. Yeah. You Republicans who made this huge thing over John Edwards' $400. You who made fun of Hillary Clinton's pantsuits. You don't want to talk about $150,000. This isn't Palin's money. In fact, I got to say, it's not just for her. It's not just a sexist thing. Apparently, $2,000-$3,000 was spent for Todd, her husband. Possibly more. I gotta look into this here. But, you know, this is a lot of money, and it's not coming from them. It's coming from donors. And I want to know, if you've given to the John McCain campaign, how do you feel about the fact that they're spending all this money on her hairdo? I mean, this is a woman who is in a beauty contest, for God's sake. I'll bet she's got a nice dress. And if she doesn't, you know, other Americans shop at Target. Heck, I don't care if she went to Bloomingdale's. $150,000? $150,000? I mean, when Hillary Rodham Clinton had some expensive hairstyling sessions, which, by the way, were not $5,000, she was attacked for it, but she didn't use campaign donations for it. So she did go to Bloomingdale's, apparently. I'm looking right here. Let's see. That's $5,000 at Bloomingdale's. I still think the $75,000 at Neiman Marcus, that takes the cake. But I just don't think she's your ordinary hockey mom. I mean, how much does Joe the Plumber spend on his hair? Not that much. Let me know what you think. 888-6-LESLIE, 888-653-7543. If you want to comment on my website, it's RadioInsightScoop.com. Back after this.